A reading from the Gospel of John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I'm coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, Jesus prays that the disciples will be united in the building up of the reign of God. Isn't that something that we all hope for? And we're encouraged in our hope because as disciples, we glimpse the powerful icon of oneness between Jesus and his Abba. And though unity is a powerful gift of the Spirit, we know that living it is no simple task. Just ask those who worked so hard only to watch the Iran Nuclear Non-Proliferation Agreement disintegrate in a matter of minutes. We struggle with these same kind of issues close to home as well when we look out at the many different attempts to hold marriages and families and communities together in these difficult times. The politics that we see pouring out from our television screens these days don't always give us much hope for a better world made in the likeness of God. But there is hope. In our reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, Paul tries to encourage and lift up the spirit of the disciples. Be vigilant and remember that for 3 years, night and day, I unceasingly admonished each of you with tears. Now I commend you to God and to that gracious word of God that can build you up. How important it is in our daily discipleship to be aware of the ways that God is building us up, strengthening us for this challenging work of the gospel. Paul's tears remind us of the struggle and difficulty of preaching the good news in our world today. It's not easy, and while Jesus calls us to look at the task of evangelization with creativity and hope, we know that he also said, Abba, I gave them your word, and the world hated them. We too must be prepared for the commingling of tears of joy with tears of struggle and failure. The task of evangelization is tough, but it's also life-giving. We've been sent into the world by the Paschal Christ to announce the good news, and yet the evil one is never far away. Nevertheless, we know that we have been anointed and that we've been sent to bring glad tidings to the poor and to announce hope for a world struggling with violence and injustice. At the end of today's gospel, Jesus says, "They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world." Brothers and sisters, the task isn't an easy one, but we are being sent into the very heart of our world, the world we love, to boldly announce good news to the poor and to share hope with those in despair. And in the meantime, we might just have to tame those savage wolves with what Pope Francis calls the joy of the gospel.